But I know he brought with him, he brought some fine surgical instruments that he had a whole case of them. And one thing he brought, I'm sorry I didn't keep it to this day, for bloodletting. In those days, they did a lot of bloodletting. He was called a Felcher, and a Felcher had a higher standing, sort of a nurse. And the way he explained it to us, he could do minor operation when the doctor wasn't around or couldn't be found. So he did. When he came to America, he said he evidently still had an interest in medicine, but where it helped to be tempted even to go to school, he came here to make a few dollars to bring his family. That would end the whole thing. So he said, one of his customers, I guess, some man who had trouble with the leg, some whatever it was, and he undertook to heal it for the man, you see. So he did. And according to the story he tells me, it healed up. Then the man gave him a warning. Mr. Bloom, remember, in this country you can't practice without a license. I appreciate what you did for me, but don't do it for anybody else because you get into trouble. So that would be the only reason, I say, or the main reason, if he had had money, fine, because he was interested in that. And, oh, this come to this cupping business. Now, they have what they call... what's the English term for used cups? They don't use them today, maybe infrequently anyway. Well, don't be sure. Infrequently, where there's a situation where you want to tap something quickly, you get it. In those days, it was almost a must. So the way they did it, I suppose today too, they take a cup, any cup, heat it, get the air out, and put it right over the spot. And then as it cools off, it sucks the blood out, you see. But that isn't fast enough in such a situation where you really want to deplete an area for a certain amount of blood. So they had what they call, well, this is a Jewish word, gehakte bunkus. Gehakte means chopped, and the bunkus is the cup itself. And the way they did that, he had a little, an instrument, I guess, about 2 inches cube, 2x2, and there was a trigger on the top. And as you pulled the trigger, there were 4 or 5 sharp blades coming out, just like razor blades. And if you wanted the blood fast, before, and no anesthetic, of course, so while you have the cup ready to draw the blood, the first thing you do, right over the area where you wanted it, you put it down flat and pull that trigger, and that made 4 or 5 incisions, and then put the cup on. Boy, you got the blood out. And I kept that around, but I was afraid. I was afraid the children might cut a finger off. So I could have, well, never mind what we could have. I decided I better get rid of that. He also had some instruments, which, scalpels, et cetera. But those disappeared in time. Nothing left of that here.